cool was it just to hear that crowd, you know, leaving after, you know, getting into the seventh inning tonight?
You know, it was good. It was a little bit of a grind. Then they had my best stuff, but kind of made it work. And, yeah, I was pleased with them getting seventh.
What will you take away from this? You know, this night when you look back, you know, what did you do well?
I guess you could maybe have battled well. I don't know, the sinker wasn't like moving. I never had my sinker not move like that. And so, especially that's the pitch I probably throw more than any pitch. So to be able to kind of navigate through that, I thought Sandy did a heck of a job getting me through that. So, probably that.
That had to be frustrating, right? If that one pitch isn't working, how do you sort of combat that?
Well, I would say in the years past, it had been a real issue. But I think I've, mixed better this year. I even got it out there with the cutter to righty. So, I think just kind of, mixing it up, throwing the four seam a little more. I'm using sinkers still because we got to. I think just kind of mixing stuff and navigating through the lineup.
A lot of people might look at the nights where you do have things working for you and it is going your way, but how much have you learned about yourself over the last 4 years to have nights like tonight where it's all about making that adjustment and finding a way through it to get to where you got to?
Yeah, I think it's been a long process to kind of not so much figure it out. Obviously, there's going to be outings where I don't have my stuff and get hit around, but to be able to just kind of stick to the plan and keep making pitches when I need to, it feels good.
What's the key to just you have gone deep into games a decent amount of time this year? What's the key to just being able to throw your best at deep into games?
I think more than anything, I think started last year when I was really struggling, just kind of said, no matter how many runs I give up, I'm just going to keep going at people, and if they're hitting hard, hopefully we'll go at people, and I take my chances that I'm going to make enough good pitches. And tonight kind of got off on a rough foot there in the second, but just kind of staying at people. And there's going to be games like in Boston where they're just hitting in holes and hitting hard, and that's a risk I'm willing to take in order to get deep in the game.
Isn't especially after the Boston now, how nice is it to go deep and also give the bullpen unit any of these Suarez and maybe in the situation to get more of the rest?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I think, even the Boston outing, I thought, I was in the zone a lot. It wasn't like I beat myself. They just beat me. So didn't really change my approach. Just kind of stayed at it. And to be able to get in the seventh, and I was good.
Can you talk a little bit about throwing to Sandy? I mean, he's a guy with a lot of experience. It seems like even though you're down both Drake and Sean, that Sandy's come in and really played an important role to keep things, on task.
Yeah, I mean, I think Sandy and Trump have done a great job. Just to kind of come in, Sandy obviously from Mexico and Trump up from AAA. So I think they've done a heck of a job. Sandy, he's seen a lot of pitches back there. And I'll be the first one to tell you there's times where he calls a pitch and I'm like, I do not see this at all, but I trust him. And I think he usually works out. So whatever he's seeing back there is pretty special. And so I'm glad he's with us.
Would you call that the Chris Sale approach?
Maybe so.
what was your view of Olson's sky high home run there?
I saw how high it went. I heard the crack and I knew it was hit hard. And man, that right field, I know it's not Yankee Stadium, but it sure is close sometimes. So I knew it had a chance, and it just kind of kept creeping and kept creeping. And I was glad to see it not get down to the outfield out there.
How impressive is this to, just a reminder of his streak on a lot of days, Lou Gehrig Day. A guy who played every game since May 2nd, 2021.
I say that's one thing I learned in pro ball is the guys that, not just him that plays every day, but what those guys, put their bodies to. I pitch once every fifth or sixth day, and and I'm sore from this, but those guys, no matter how they wake up, they got a crick in their neck, whatever they got, they go, especially him, he balanced stuff off his legs and everything, and it's unbelievable what he does.
Any last ones from Matt? From Bryce, thanks.
Thank you.